To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's government will soon open a small new office with a big mission, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state's Office of Financial Empowerment was created this year by a new state law. Its work will get underway early in the new year with a team of two staffers. Their initial focus will be increasing people's access to banking. Here's Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Too many people don't even have bank accounts, which has huge implications for building credit history, for example, the ability to ever own their own home.
The office will host a series of meetings to hear how places like Pueblo are trying to get people bank accounts. Longer term, they'll convene groups from around the state to work on a coordinated strategy. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Natural gas prices are down, but consumer advocates still expect high gas bills this winter. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
Climate instability is making it harder to predict what our gas bills will look like. Public utilities had raised their gas rates in anticipation of a worldwide shortage of natural gas. Winter has had a warm start, and those prices have fallen. Jennifer Gremmert of Energy Outreach Colorado says some people will still have a hard time paying their bills.
The combination of what we're seeing both with inflation and costs and just affordability in housing and health care and child care, all of that.
State regulators say they will revisit the process used by utilities to raise their gas rates. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Colorado's efforts to diversify ownership in the cannabis industry showed progress this year. In the last 6 months, the number of business licenses held by non-white owners increased 1%. That means non-white owners make up around 16% of all license holders. The state has tried to make it easier for people who've been affected by the war on drugs to benefit financially from legal cannabis. Ted Kaczynski, called the Unabomber, has been moved out of a Colorado federal prison to a medical center in North Carolina. Kaczynski is 79. He's serving a life sentence after pleading guilty in 1998 to 16 explosions that killed three people and injured almost two dozen. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons did not give any further details.